I'm slightly worried here. Let me speak to Helen Devery, who's indeed an expert in the insurance field. Helen, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, Helen. You're raising a hair about a possible scam. Am I right in believing that people follow an online advertisement, they buy a policy, it could be 15-20% cheaper than other companies, but the company selling it is illegitimate and you're not covered at all?
That's correct, Frank. It's the latest in the whole arena of frauds and scamming. I think we've all heard of Cash for Crash, which has been very highly publicised. Well, this is called ghost broking. And the ghost broker, essentially, are individuals who are offering cut-price illegal policies. Victims are lured through online advertisements, offering insurance for around 15% cheaper. And they're completely unaware to purchase the fraudulent policy. I'm a solicitor with a firm called BLM, and we advise the insurance industry around this. And obviously, insurers are very much alive to the whole issue of fraud and have been for many years. But the fraudsters are very clever people. They're IT savvy, very IT literate, and they know that they're going to be scrutinised for the Cash for Crash deal. So they've looked at a new opportunity to get money out of vulnerable individuals. And typically, they're targeting people like hard-up students, drivers who have recently come from overseas, people with convictions, and they're preying on these individuals. And ultimately, the consequences are that the individual has no insurance and all the consequent problems that entails, such as your car being seized, fixed penalties, still having to pay for legitimate insurance, and also having to pay for any damage they cause, including compensation. So it's a significant problem in the industry at the moment.
I suppose you would have a form, however, that would get you past the police, but it's not going to get you out of difficulty if you have an accident.
Well, the police can stop you as well. I mean, interestingly, one of the cases which was highlighted first came to light when a man who'd bought some insurance off a 19-year-old, who was the youngest who's been jailed for selling fake motor insurance, he was stopped in Northern Ireland in 2013. Checks on the vehicle by the police revealed it was uninsured, but obviously he protested that he was insured. He'd paid £200 into a bank account in response to a Gumtree advert. So the police obviously are interested if you're not driving with insurance, and they may carry out an investigation. Ultimately, that was passed on to the fraud bureaus. But it left that individual with considerable difficulty in terms of having no insurance. And of course, if he'd been involved in any collision, then it would have been down to him to have paid for any damages. So it's very sophisticated. And the way that they do it is they operate by sourcing. A couple of ways they do it is they operate either by sourcing a cheap quote from legitimate brokers by entering false details about the policyholder, so false address, age, previous claim histories, etc. And then they alter the policy documents before sharing that with the victims, leaving them to believe that they've purchased an accurate policy. And some of the more sophisticated ones are actually forging policies and creating replica policy documents from reputable insurers. So individuals have been completely unaware. But I guess it comes down to if the deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Are some of them admitting to selling on an insurance policy that they previously owned, or are they posing as real brokers?
They're posing as real brokers. That's why it's called ghost brokering.
So just to correct me if I'm wrong, can you buy car insurance on Gumtree?
No.
Would a legitimate broker be on Gumtree? Is that not somewhere where you buy a suite of furniture?
I wouldn't expect that a legitimate broker would be, which is what the, I mean, I may be wrong. I've not looked at Gumtree recently to see, but these individuals, a couple of them who were scammed, were particularly targeting individuals who were looking on Gumtree for products. So reputable brokers are going to be part of an association called BIBA, the British Insurance Brokers Association. You can always check as an individual if your car is insured by going on the motor insurance database. And that's a real big tip. If anybody is unsure, you can go on that for free and just look up and find out whether you are properly insured. But it's typical that they will target individuals who are financially stretched and so are looking on the websites where they're looking for deals. And so that's how they are finding their victims, unfortunately.
This doesn't reflect very well on online insurance, legitimate online insurance. I'm very old-fashioned. I still go to the broker because I went to school with him. I see the whites of his eyes across the desk. I argue and I discuss the price with him, but I always buy it off him in the end. But at least I've got this feeling that I know who he is if something goes wrong. Is that very old-fashioned?
Well, possibly, unfortunately. I think it's the reality of how people trade nowadays, is that most of the sort of commercial line, the individual lines for policies, so people buying policies tend to do this online nowadays. So the days of the broker being somebody who you visited on a regular basis have diminished, and therefore individuals are trading, just as people, you know, get loans on the mobile phones now. You know, it's the whole technology boom, and this is where individuals are seeking opportunities and preying on people. So yes, I think as most people do buy their car policies now, I don't know the stats, but I expect it's very high. Most people are going online to buy policies, and that's where they're seeing an open door to fraud.
Just remind us how we double check that our cars are legitimately insured.
Well, you can check with the first of all, if you've gone through a broker, ensure that your broker's registered with the Financial Conduct Authority by visiting the FCA website. Beware of buying policies from unusual sources, so social network, online trading sites. That's not the usual place that brokers would advertise. Ensure your insurance provider is a Motor Insurance Bureau member, an MIB member, by visiting www.mib.org.uk. And also, finally, remember, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Helen, it's good advice. Helen from BLM. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Helen Devery there, raising one of these issues that you tend not to think about, that you might have bought dud insurance online. I suppose if you are, you know, scraping about trying to find a bargain, the best line is from Helen there at the very end: if it seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.